We are on the Avdalad Amud Beis, 6 lines from the bottom. The Kuliyam Amiyam Megillah B'Shabbos Lo Karinan. Everyone agrees that on Shabbos we don't read the Megillah. My Taima, what's the reason? And the Gemara gives two opinions. Amar Rabba, Rabba said the reason is Akol Chayavim B'Mikra Megillah. Everyone is obligated to read the Megillah. Ve'in Akol B'Kiyam B'Mikra Megillah. But not everyone knows how to read the Megillah. Therefore, Gzeira, the Rabbanim made a decree. Shema, they were worried. Shema Yitlena B'Yadav Yelch Eitzel Baki Lilmud. They were afraid that someone who has a Megillah, doesn't know how to read it, he'll go searching for an expert to teach him how to read the Megillah, and in his search, he'll end up vayavirena arba amos b'shus harabim. He'll end up carrying his Megillah 4 amos in the shus harabim without an Eruv on Shabbos, which is an Isser da'araisa. V'hainu taimu de shofar, v'hainu taimu de lulav. And says the Gemara, this is the exact same reason why we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos and why we don't take the lulav on Shabbos, because we're afraid that in your search to learn how to perform this mitzvah, you might end up carrying this for Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Rav Yosef says, no, the reason you're not allowed to learn the Megillah on Shabbos is b'nei she'enim, she'aniyim nesuos b'mikra Megillah. The poor people look towards the leaning of the Megillah in order to be mekabel, to receive their matanos levionim, their tztaka. And since that cannot happen on Shabbos, therefore we move the Mikra Megillah to a weekday. Tanin Amihachi, we have a braisa that supports that the matanos levionim is linked to the Mikra Megillah. And we say, Afal Pisha Amru Kfar Magdim Liam Knisa, even though we say that the villages lain on the Monday and Thursday prior to the 14th, still, Govin Bo Bayom, Mechalkin Bo Bayom. We collect and we distribute the Matanos Levionim on the Monday and Thursday before the 14th. Asks the Gemara, Afal Pi Shamru? Even though we lain early, we give the Matanos Levionim early? Adarabba, just the opposite. Mishum da Amru. It's because we lain the Megillah early that we are giving this year the Matanos Levionim early. Who? Ella, the Gemara says, you're right, we made a mistake. What we meant to say was as follows. Since we said that the villages lain earlier on the Monday and Thursday, therefore, govin bobayom, achalakim bobayom, you dafka collect and distribute the matanos levionim on that early day, b'pnei she'enim she'aniyim nesuos b'mikra Megillah, because the poor people always look to the day of Mikra Megillah to receive their presents, their matanos levionim. Says the Gemara, even though you're leaning the Megillah early, and even though the Matanos Levionim is early, aval simcha, the eating and the drinking on Purim ain't on the Nohegas Ela Bizmana, is only on the 14th, on the day that you're supposed to initially be laning. New Gemara, Amarav Megillah Bizmana Kornas Afil Biyachid. Rav says if you lay the Megillah on the 14th, then you could do it even alone in your home. Shelo Bizmana Basara. However, if you're laying on the Monday and Thursday prior, you have to lay with 10 people. And the reason is because we need the Megillah to have Persume Nisa. And when everyone, so many people in this big town are laning, even if you're laning at home, everyone knows that everyone's laning, so there is already a Persume Nisa, just the fact that everyone is engaged in the reading of the Megillah. But when you have in Huppetsville, some small group of people laning the Megillah, you need 10 people in one place in order to have that Persume Nisa. Rav Asi disagrees, and he says, Amar, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shelo Bizmana Basar, you always need 10 people to lane the Megillah. There was a certain case, and Rav went ahead and he searched for 10 people in order to lane together, like Rav Asi's opinion, even though it was Bizmana. Now, the Gemara originally said Rav held a Bizmana, you could even lane Biyachid, Shlo Bizmana, you need 10. The Gemara challenges that. Umi Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say that? V'amar Rav Yehuda Beid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Meshmei de Rav. Rav said the following, Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos, if the 14th fell out on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Zmanam, then the time to lay the Megillah is Friday. Ask the Gemara, Erev Shabbos Zmanam, its time is Friday? Va Shabbos Zmanam, its time is really Shabbos who? El Elav Hachi Kamar. This is what the Gemara meant to say. Shelo Bizmanam Kizmanam. The non-appropriate day gets the status of the appropriate day. Who? I'm sorry. Shelo bizmanam kizmanam. Mazmanam afil biyachid. Just like if you would lean on the appropriate day, the 14th, you could do it even alone in your home. Ah, shelo bizmanam. So too, if you're leaning on Friday, which is the day before the 14th, afil biyachid, you could also lean biyachid. So you see, the Rav is of the opinion that if you on shelo bizmanam, not in the non-correct time, you are allowed to lean the Megillah solo. So it's a contradiction. Says the Gemara, lo, le'inyan mikra Megillah basar. Of course, Shalob Bismanam, you need 10 people, like Rav said. So, Elamai Er Shabbos Manam. What did the Rav mean when he said that Friday is Itzman? Lafuki mid the Rebbe. He came to disagree with Rebbe. The Amar that Rebbe had said, Hol v'nidcha yaras b'makoman. Once on Shabbos, you can't lean the Megillah and you have to push them back. Push the city's Yitchul Liyom Maknisa. Push them ready back to Thursday. Who? Kamash Mulan. So Rav said, no. The Erev Shabbos Manam. Who? The appropriate time to lane is on Friday. Don't push all the way back to Thursday. Says the Mishnah. Ezo hi Ir Gedola. What's considered a big city that you'll lean on the 14th? Kol Shiyesh Basar Batlanim. You have to have 10 people that are constant in the shul. Pachos Mikan HaRezo Kfar. Anytime you have less than these 10 people that aren't working, that are sitting in the shul, that is already considered a village. Now, the Gemara says, Be'elu amu magdimin v'lo ma'achrin. It was only by the Megillah that we say that we don't perform it on Shabbos and we do it earlier, but not later. Aval zman atzei kohanim, the korban that was brought, the Rashi explains, the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis that when Ezra came up from Bavel, they didn't have enough wood for the Mizbeach. And there are certain families that came, of Kohanim and some Yisraelim, that came and they brought wood so that they could bring Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. And as a present for that, the Nevi'im instituted that there'll be times that families could come and bring wood and Korbanos into the Beis HaMikdash, even if they already had wood. And if that falls out on Shabbos, your time falls out on Shabbos, you cannot bring the Korban on Shabbos. V'tisha B'av, also V'tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, or Chagiga, the Korban Chagiga of Yantiv, Hakel, when you bring your children to hear the Melech, read the Torah. After the Shemitah year, on the first night of Sukkot, Motzei Yantiv Rishon of Sukkot, Ma'achin v'l Magdimin, if those things fall out on Shabbos, you don't go earlier, like we did in Megillah, but rather, you do it afterwards on the next day. Period. Says the Mishnah, Afal pisha amu magdimin v'lo ma'achin. Even though we say that by Megillah we do it earlier and we don't do it later, mutar behesped b'tainis umatanas levyonim. You're allowed to give a hesped and tainis matanas levyonim on the days earlier. Amar Rev Yehuda, Eimasai, makom shenichnasim v'shein v'chamishi. Rev Yehuda says the only time that we allow villages to lean on Monday and Thursdays, that's only if they normally go into those big cities on Mondays and Thursdays. But if the village normally doesn't go in on Mondays and Thursdays, like Rashi explained earlier, to take care of their disagreements in courts, ain korno sala bismana. So those villages are always have to lean on the 14th. Says the Gemara, Tana, Asara batlanim should be sakneses. The 10 people that aren't working, they are people that are designated and are in shul. They're, Rashi explains, they're supported by the tzibur, and they're always there for the tefillah in shul. Okay. Be'elu amu magdimin v'lo ma'achrin. My time, Amar Rebbe Abba Mishmuel, Amar Krav V'lo Yavor. The reason by Megillah we can't push you from Shabbos to Sunday is the pasuk says V'lo Yavor, you can't go later than the day that you are supposed to lay the Megillah at. But Amar Rebbe Abba Mishmuel, this has nothing to do with the topic we've been talking about till now, but since we mentioned Rebbe Abba and the name of Shmuel, the Gemara brings another statement from him. What did he say? Minayin she'emonin yamim l'shanim. When you count the year, how do you count the year? Do we count it by the amount of days in the sun's orbit, meaning its complete orbit of 365 days? Or do we say from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Nisan is considered a year, even though that's not 365 days? What's the nafka mina? The nafka mina would be if I say take a neder that I'm not going to do something, I'm not going to eat something on Rosh Chodesh Nisan for 1 year. The next Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is it over now? Or no, since 365 days have not been completed, I am still under that neder. So the Gemara says, you go by the months, and you don't go by the days. Shenemar l'chodshei hashana, chadashim atamoni. You count months, l'shanim, in order to make a year. V'yatamona yamim l'shanim, but you don't count days to make a year. How about when it comes to months? If someone says to his wife, I'm going to give you a get on condition, and the get is good on condition, I don't come back by the end of the month. What's considered a month? Is a month 29 and a half, 29 days and 12 hours, or it's the date. Once the date comes at the end of the month, even though you haven't had a full 29 days and 12 hours since the time you went ahead and made that condition, it still is considered a chodesh. So we see the Gemara brings a pasuk that says that we don't go by the hours, but rather we just go by the day. Shenemar ad chodesh yamim. The word that's extra word yamim atamechashiv lechadashim. You go by counting the days into the month. V'yatamechashiv shos lechadashim. You don't count the month made up by the amount of hours that is in it. Okay, and the Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah. Zman atzei kohanim v'tishuvav v'chagiga v'hakol ma'achin v'lo magdimin. Tishuvav. Why is it tishuvav? You can't push off. You can't make it earlier because agdumei peranos lo makadmi. We don't want to commemorate tragedy. We don't bring on earlier tragedy. If we have to commemorate it, we'll do it later on, not now. Chagiga, the hakel. Why can't we do the chagiga and the hakel? Now, the chagiga is a karban, okay? And a hakel, Rashi explains, the problem with the hakel is that you have to carry your children to bring to the hakel, to hear the king read from the Sefer Torah. And you can't have, you can't do that on Shabbos. So why can't I do that earlier? We'll do it earlier. Mishum dikati lo matas man chiyuvai, because it's not yet yantiv, or it's not yet the time for hakel. So you can't do it before that time comes in. Tana chagiga v'chol man chagiga ma'achrin. The teaching has a very funny term terminology over here. It says the chagiga and the zman of chagiga we push off. So the Gemara says, what are these two things, chagiga and zman chagiga? And the Gemara gives three different explanations. But first it clarifies. Bishlom chagiga. Okay, we understand the chagiga has to be pushed off the carbon chagiga. The mikla b'shapta, if it would fall out the first day of Yontif, falls out on Shabbos. Ma'achrinan lo, lebas shapta. You bring it after the Shabbos. El azman chagiga mai. What is this zman chagiga that we're pushing off? Amar av Oshia, reason number one, explanation number one. Hachikam, this is what it means to say. Chagiga b'shabbos. The chagiga on Shabbos, if the yontif falls out on Shabbos, the chagiga can't be on Shabbos. The olas re'ia afil b'yontif, and the olas re'ia, the carbon that you bring, the ola that you bring when you come to visit the Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring that even on the first day of yontif. If the first day of yontif is on a Tuesday, on a weekday, you can't bring it. It has to be later on. So zman chagiga refers to the olas re'ia. The zman chagiga ma'achrin. We have to go ahead and we push off the zman of chagiga, which is referring to the ri'iyah, the carbon ri'iyah. Mani beishamai. This is beishamai. It's not beishamai omrim, mevi'in shlamim b'yantiv. You're allowed to bring a carbon shlamim on yantiv. Why? Because you're going to end up eating it. You're allowed to do malacha on yantiv that is ochel nefesh. You end up eating like a carbon shlamim. Therefore, you're allowed to bring a shlamim on yantiv. But beishamai says, and ve'in somchalein, you're not allowed to lean on it, because that's a gzeir d'rabbanan, so you do that before yantiv, the leaning on the carbon. Avalo olos. Beishamai says, you're not allowed to bring an ola on yantiv, because an ola is kul Hashem. You don't eat any of it. And therefore, if the bring of the carbon is a violation of malacha on yantiv. Beisil omen, beisil disagrees. Mevi'in shlamim ve'olos. He says you're allowed to bring a shlamim and a carbon ola on yantiv. And you do smicha on it. So Beishamai, who said that you're not allowed to bring the ola on yantiv, Rav Oshia says that is this opinion that chagiga and zman chagiga you have to push off, meaning the carbon chagiga and the ola sri'iya. Those two things you have to push off to Sunday. Rava says no, different explanation. Rava Amar chagiga. Kol zman chagiga ma'achrin. It's only referring to one carbon, and that is the carbon chagiga. And it's telling you that you're allowed to push it off only as long as the holiday exists. Tfei lo, but you're not allowed to push it off longer than the holiday. Ditnan. Misha lo chag b'yontav erishon. The Mishnah says someone who didn't bring the carbon chagiga on the first day of the yontav shel chag of Sukkis, chogig v'holich es kol haregel. The whole week, the whole yontav, he's allowed to bring the carbon chagiga kulo, the entire week. The yontav v'achron shel chag, and even on the last day, Shmini Atzeres, which on some level is a different holiday, you're still allowed to bring the carbon chagiga of Sukkis. Aver haregel, but if the yontav and if Sukkis and Shmini Atzeres is finished, v'lo chag, and you still didn't bring the carbon chagiga, in a chai b'achriyusa, that's it, you can't bring the carbon anymore. A third explanation of what does it mean, chagiga v'kolzman chagiga. Rav Ashi Yomar, chagiga v'kolzman chagiga ma'achrin v'afilu atzeres dechad yuma ma'achrin. Rashi says that it means that the Korban Chagiga is allowed to be brought even on Shavuos, which is only one day. You still push it off to the next day. The Tanan Modim Shim Chalat Seres Yos B'Shabbes. Everyone agrees that if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, Shayom Tavach Achar Shabbos, he's allowed to bring it after the day of Shavuos for six more days. Right, and that's why when Ruchai Kinyevsky comes to visit the Beis Hamikdash, the Makom HaMikdash, when he goes to the Kotel every single Yantif, Shavuos, Sukkot, and Pesach, he always comes to Eish HaTorah to see from the roof the floor of the Azara, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and he comes after Shavuos, during the week after, because 6 days after Shavuos is still related to Shavuos, and therefore, that's what in this Tana meant, this teaching over here, the Chagiga, the Chozman Chagiga, that you're allowed to bring the Chagiga even after the Yantif, because the Zman of Chagiga still extends for another 6 days.